Okay, yes, I can confirm that the money has been punched into our accounts.
How much are you going to get as an adjustment as doctors?
It's in between 600 and 700 RTGS, which is in US terms, it equates to between 50 US dollars and 60 US dollars as the cost of living allowance, and we are saying it's not enough again.
But you were saying you are not on strike, you are incapacitated. Is this not enough, for example, to assist you when it comes to transport and food?
It's surely not enough. This money is actually lost value in our own setting, that it can actually get finished in less than 3 days. We're actually crying again.
So what would be adequate for doctors to be able to resume work without downing tools or being incapacitated, as you are putting it?
I think the prevailing interbank rate is our minimum requirement.
But the government is saying it is cash-strapped at the moment and it is trying to turn around the economy, and they are pleading for more time.
Yes, we surely appreciate the efforts being made by our government and our employers, suffice to say, but we believe they can do better than that.
And the Health Services Board is also saying that you are negotiating in bad faith, in that you are agreeing, for example, to salary adjustments, and then later on you down tools. What is your response to that?
I don't think the doctors are negotiating in bad faith, but it is actually the other way around. Because at some point in time, we were being threatened from suspected government security forces to accept the very meager stipend of 60% as their cost of living allowance. So we think they are the ones who might be negotiating in bad faith, but not really addressing our concern that the money is not enough.